Hello.
Hey, Luke. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing?
That was a quick hour.
It was a quick hour, I know. But I squeezed in a bowl of chili. So,
all right, but, good.
So we getting you guys set up?
Yeah, I spoke to him, and I don't even want to tell you what he said about Angie, and it wasn't pretty.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Because he was as aggravated as me, because we're both calling at the exact same time trying to get through to these people and didn't get nothing.
Wow.
So I think we're going to be on vacation for a while with Angie's list.
We're
going to talk. He sent an email to them today, so we're going to talk to them tonight and tell them, you know, we're not happy, and if we're not within the 3 business days, which I think we signed up Thursday, which we weren't online on Thursday. We're probably online Friday. I don't even think we didn't even get leads on Friday. We didn't even ask for leads on Friday, and then we had Monday, Tuesday. So I'm hoping maybe it'll fall under the 3 days, and I'll be able to get out of it.
You know, it wouldn't hurt just to call your bank anyway and see. So usually the 3-day ROR, well, yes.
Well, sure, on my bank, it's in my credit card.
Still, you can call your credit card company. They're still a bank, basically.
You're right.
It wouldn't hurt calling them and just say, hey, look, they haven't delivered what they said they were going to deliver. I want to cancel this. I want my money back. I don't want it. See, it may work.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's perfectly in bounds for sure, especially for what it sounds like you guys have gotten, which is pretty much what the bird left on the limb, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those 2 leads pay for my month with you.
There you go. All right. Well, let me grab a screen open here. I didn't let that listing go anywhere, so we're good there.
Now, how does that work, though? Explain to me how you cut everybody else out of it.
How what?
How you cut everybody else out for being on... What's the front page mean, I guess I should ask?
So we do the programming so that you come up in the map section, which is pretty much where everybody starts and stops anymore. If you're searching for a business, most people choose from someone who's in that map section. And in the map, there's usually room for between 3 and 5 businesses. So there are other companies that do or claim to do the same thing that we do, but it takes forever if you don't know what you're doing. That's the 6 months to never time frame, which is the company I hired. But anyway, before I found Local Splash. So we use all of your services as keywords so that, you know, like I mentioned, when someone it looks for, you maybe their home inspector says you need a service panel upgrade. This thing's old, or maybe it's a Federal Pacific, you know, whatever. It's not, it's no good. They type in service panel upgrade. They find you right in the map section, and then they just click on you and call you directly. We'll get your Google business profile set up for you so that'll be one of the first things that they'll see when they find you in the map. That makes sense? Okay. All right, Luke, so let me gather some info from you. Is Luke your full name, or is it short for Lucas?
No, it's Luke. L-U-K-E.
Oh. L-U-K-E. And what's your last name?
Turnbaugh. T-U-R-N-B-A-C-H.
And the first letter was C, like Charlie?
No, T. T as in Tom.
T as in Tom. Whoops. T-U-R-N-B-A-C-H.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And what's your email address, Luke?
It would be tnselectricinc@gmail.com.
Nice, simple, easy to remember email address. You should see some of the goofy email addresses that people try to pass for a business address. It's kind of funny, actually. addresses that nobody could ever remember. I hear the puppy dog.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is informational, and that is about our dashboard and analytics. I think I might have mentioned you'll have an area in our system that you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from. And then you'll also be able to upload photos for us there too. So that's info on that. And then the second email is the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have that in writing for your records. Let's see. Let me know if those come true.
Okay, you're going to have to give me 1 minute. I got to go to the computer.
No.
I'm on my phone, so I'd rather be on my computer with this.
No problem.
So,
and while you do that, that's okay. While you do that, I'm going to do a couple of little updates I need to do on my side.
Okay.
All right. And can you still hear me while you're checking? Oh, sorry. I asked if you could still hear me while you were checking, but nope, you couldn't. That's all right.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. And so company name, I've got T like Tom, N like Nancy, S like Sam, Electric Inc., right?
Yes.
And then are you at 11521 Northwest 32nd Manor?
Yes.
Sunrise 3332. Perfect. 33323.
Yes.
All right. Update that.
Now, how did you hear about me?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I'm not sure how they found you. So we've got an inventory department that looks for companies that could possibly be qualified for listings, and then they send them over to us, and you are the folks we call.
Okay, because my one of my kids was looking into social media, you know, today, doing Yelp and doing something else, and I thought maybe even listening to you guys.
Ah, gotcha. No, you know, it's hard to say that it's usually people that they might have run across your Angie's listing, they might have run across a Yelp if you're on Yelp.
Okay, that's cool. Can I put you on hold real quick? My phone's calling.
You got it. Absolutely.
Stay there.
Nope. No problem.
Hello, Gav?
Yes.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, awesome. So, did those emails make it to you?
Let me see. I got one busk. That I
awesome. Busky. Not a car key, but a busky.
Busky. All right.
Yep, you got
class,
it.
Quoted price is $149 a month.
Awesome.
Month to month, no contract, one time setup for $99 for the pro package.
Yep. You got it. Awesome. And then I sent you two text messages. One, you already have my contact info, but I sent it to you again anyway. So I'm the lead on your account. If ever you have a problem or a question or you're not getting the help you need, let me know. You'll probably deal with your tech more than you will with me going forward. but I am always here. And if you have a problem, I'm the dog you want on that phone. So always let me know if you have trouble, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then the other text I sent you is customer service. That's actually where you'll reach your technician. And then back up here a screen. On the credit card that you're using today, Luke, does your middle initial appear or is it just first and last? I know. I can never remember.
I know some of them do have the M and some of them don't.
Yep. So,
let me find my wallet. Hold on.
No problem. And you don't have to worry about the pauses and such. I've got other things I can click off on my little checklist. And so I have to go through and verify a bunch of info. Some of it is already in our system. And I just got to make sure there's no typos and check it with you. But there's other things I need to check off too. So I just work on that while you're looking for your wallet.
All right. Now you're saying we're going to get a website page, correct?
Yes, sir. We're going to build you a website too.
And we'll be able to change and add to that website?
Yep.
Numbers.
Anytime you want to.
Okay. We can put pictures and whatnot.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, we love to have those pictures. If you've got pictures of your work or, befores and afters, definitely. We like to put those up there. And as you get new photos, if you'd like, you're welcome to go in and make changes yourself. We build on the WordPress platform, so fairly easy to use. So you can go in if you'd like. If you don't want to mess with it or you don't have time, just let us know, and we can make any changes that you want to.
Okay, very good. And it has my middle initial.
It does. Okay, and you said that was an M, right?
Yeah.
All right. Of course it would be. Seems like everybody's got the middle initial M lately. Except mine. Mine's E. All right, so let's list off your services, Luke. So electrician, of course, and electrical. Do you do whole house rewire?
House rewire, yes.
Okay. What about new house wiring?
Yes.
Okay. Service panel upgrade. Let's see.
These are all my keywords, right?
Yeah. What else should we put here? Any of the services you offer, we can list them.
Yeah, it'd be basically new construction, rewires, what you've already put. Let me see. Remodels.
Mm.
Remodeling.
Okay. Got it.
Light retrofitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do some small commercial as well. I don't think it's strictly residential.
Perfect. Okay. Do you do emergency service calls?
I don't care for them.
Okay. Well, then we don't have to put them. Let's see. I'm going to say light commercial too.
Yeah, I offer the 24-hour service calls to my clients. So
gotcha.
Some of my clients, then you would get that benefit. But other than that, I don't like just strangers.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Now that you mention it, it does. It absolutely makes sense. Let's see. Would you do, smaller things, wire in for a ceiling fan or a new outlet?
Yeah, we would. Well, it depends on travel, too, because that's going to cost more for the further I go. So.
Gotcha. Okay, so maybe we won't put those on there. Any others that you can think of that we should list?
Did you put ceiling fan?
I didn't. Do you want me to?
Okay. Yeah, ceiling fan replacements.
Okay.
And you know, we also do the ads, too. If we have to add the boxes, add the wire.
Okay.
We do all that.
Okay. How do I want to say that? Here we go. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then I'm going to have you look at your calendar, if you would, please, Luke. So we need to set up your onboarding call. The onboarding call is a phone call with your technician. Don't need to be in front of your computer. So if you're driving, that's fine, too. I'm gathering all of the links and information that your tech will need now so that you don't have to go fishing for it later. So we block out an hour for the call. It typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And one of the things that they'll do is quality control, make sure that I got all of your information correct. So they'll do that, talk about what you want and don't want on your website, show you how to get photos to us, things like that. So, oh boy, today is shot. See, tomorrow, it looks like we've got, wow, pretty much every hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock and going through 6 o'clock your time.
Okay. I want me and my son to both be on the call.
Okay. Perfect.
Because he's my techie. I'm not the techie. I'm old.
You got it.
I can get around, but I don't like it.
Did you say old and grumpy? I love it. You know, we earn that right when we get older. I swear we do. I swear we do. We get away with it.
I'm 53 young, but grumpy, you know. And techie, I can get around. I can do okay, but these kids nowadays fly through it. And it takes me hours instead of 10 minutes.
Isn't it crazy? I know, we'll watch TV, and we've got this stupid AT&T box, and it's got all the apps and the crap and the garbage on it. And my husband and I will sit there and fumble with something for 10 minutes, just trying to get a stinking movie to come on. And our daughter's like, just give it to me. And she just click, 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 and boom, there it is.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good thing we keep them on. So what time would work for both of you tomorrow, do you think?
You got something, let's say, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tomorrow night. You got it. Let me grab that slot, and then I have to build your calendar appointment here real quick. And then I'll send another email to you. I promise this one will be super easy, too. Not much you have to do. I have to have you do a couple little clicks. So I got my stuff right. There we go. Yeah, I hate it when I can think faster than my computer.
Yeah. So you said this is a 50-mile area?
So we close off a 50-mile radius of your home base. Yep. So we can't work with anyone else who offers the same services either now or in the future. So if somebody came to us tomorrow and said, hey, I'm an electrician and I'm in Sunrise, Florida, can you put me on the first page? We turn them away. Easy as that. Okay. All right. So I've got another email on the way to you, Luke. This one, the subject line will be Local Splash CIE. Let me know when that one makes it, and I'll walk you through it.
All right, 1 second.
I just did that. I wiped out something I didn't mean to wipe out. Let me just fix my oops.
Okay.
Did it make it?
I'm looking. 1 second.
All right.
Inbox.
Okay, Lookup Glass, CIE, got it.
Yes. Yep, so that'll be it's a calendar invite. So once you open it, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you could hit the yes, and hopefully it doesn't prompt you. Should just be able to click on it, and it should...
View on Google Calendar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did it work for you? You?
Welcome to your new Google Calendar. Got it.
Let's see.
Google Calendar.
Is there a yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
There we go. Go ahead and hit the yes, please. Ta-da! It updated. Good job. Perfect.
Download Chrome. Right now, tell me there's no place like Chrome. Download Chrome. Is that you or is that me or?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Let me back out of this.
Huh. Yeah. There we go. Got to put this in one other place too. And it updated on our...
Yeah, 6 to 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
On Thursday, the 6th.
Awesome. All right. Let me update over on this end. Refresh my memory, Luke. You guys don't have a Facebook business page, right?
None of it.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Hold on. Let me see if he's awake. He wasn't feeling that today, but he started one. So, yes, we have a Facebook page started.
All right. Well, let me see if I can find it quick. I'll give you a tech that link, too. Let's see. Well, look at that. 954-629. Make sure your phone number, that is you. Fantastic.
All right. I just wanted to
look
at the page. So you designed, you put it in, right?
What's that? Cool.
I'm getting on Google now.
Oh, you broke up on me.
I'm talking to my other kids.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So Google, 50-mile radius. We're on front page. As soon as you go to Google Maps, you ask for a panel change, local electrician panel change, it's going to be us. Okay? And you already did the Facebook, so she found that. So.
Yeah, you're looking good. And I give you a like.
That's in progress, though. I mean, he hasn't done everything to that, I don't think, but he did create the page.
No worries. No worries. It's there. That's half the battle. Two, something for you to keep in mind, Luke, on down the road, I don't want to hit you with it now because you've got enough on your plate. But we can write and run and manage Facebook ads for you too if you want to reach more people. So it goes in $100 blocks. So it would be an additional $100 per month. And then we purchase $100 in Facebook ads for you. And then we write them, target them, and we can make that $100 go so far. Advertising on Facebook is cheap, and there's something called retargeted ads, which you've probably experienced them if you didn't know what they were called. If you ever play a game on your computer or your phone usually.
Yeah, they spam me after that. I've seen them a million times.
Yep, they follow you around. So Your ad would actually do the same thing. And when they show like that in a retarget, you're not charged for them as the advertiser. It's just free branding and free advertising. So the only time it counts against your monthly ad credits is when they click on the ad. And what we found is when they click, they already, it's one of those goofy internet phenomenon. They feel like they already know you and can trust you. So when they're clicking on their ad, they're probably a really good lead. And then, worst case, it costs about 50 cents against your $100 in credits. So, yeah, that's a lot of leads for just $100. So just kind of keep that in mind. Let's see. Oh, I sent you another link. This one, again, is just informational. And it's about our call tracking features. So will install a tool on your website that tracks how many clicks and calls you're getting so that we can report that information to you in your dashboard. And that's just information on how that works. There's an optional item. It's already included, so there's no additional cost. Not everybody wants it, though. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. And if you can picture it, the app itself has its own phone number, which would be local to you. And what most of our clients do is they use that number and that app to send and receive business calls so they can keep their cell phone number private and out of the hands of their customers. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Well, you have to explain that again. See, you're getting too technical now.
No worries. So it's an app that would install on your existing cell phone, and the app itself has its own phone number, but it operates off of your normal cell phone's signal, so there's no additional cost to it. What most of our clients use it for is sending and receiving business calls, so they don't have to give out their personal cell phone number. And they call through the app.
I only use my cell phone, so it is
no use. No worries.
I don't need any more apps. I don't use the ones I have.
I know. I'll go, oh, that looks really good. And then I'll download it. And I'm like, yeah, I never get around to using it. I hoard apps and then I don't use them. All right. And then, Luke, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either or, text, all of them, all of the above, it don't matter.
All right. Okay. And then what do you want to show for your hours of operation?
It's 8 to 5.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
No, Monday through Friday.
That's what I would do, too. And then, again, no additional charge. Would you like us to put payment, it's called payment integration, we would, so if you use Cash App, Venmo, I'm missing a couple. Cash App, Venmo, oh, PayPal is one of them. There are about a handful of other ones, but it would allow you to send people to your website to make payment to you.
Well, I take Zelle. I don't take Zelle. I take a credit card. I mean,
okay.
I'd rather get that. I mean, I have Cash App stuff. They have did Cash App, but it's usually cash check, you know, cash check charge.
Okay.
And so that's usually what I do.
Do you want them to be able to pay you through the website?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that because I'm not that suave with the website. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say maybe. And then I'm going to tell him to ask you during your onboarding call. That way your son will be there. He can give you a hand, too.
Yeah, exactly.
So there we go. Perfect. And then your address, I assume, is a home address.
Yes, that's the business address as well.
All right. So what I'm going to do for your Google business profile is I'm going to put a note on here for our tech. You'll still show up as a pin in the map in the neighborhood and within a couple of blocks, but we're going to leave your physical address off so that some crazy can't drive to your house and, you know, find you on the internet.
Well, they can find anything on the internet, but yeah, I hear you.
I know. Well, Angie's got your street address published already too, but at least we're doing the right thing and not publishing it for you. Okay. That looks
whatever, cool. I own guns. No worries.
Right? I know. I'm always within arm's reach of one. I used to be a firearms instructor. I actually just retired from it a couple of years ago. It just got to be too rough on my body. But I taught primarily concealed handgun, concealed carry, mostly to women, but taught some men too. So, yeah, definitely. Always within arm's reach. Okay. Okay, I want to do one more skim through here, make sure I got everything right and no typos.
So I got two dogs to hold them until I get to the gun.
There you go. That's all you need, right?
Yeah, best security systems of dogs.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you can't wait for the cops. They don't get there quick enough. And really, you know, like I used to tell people too, that's not their job. And a lot of departments, it's company policy, I guess you could call it, that if there's an active shooting situation going on in the building, they can't even enter. They're not allowed to enter. And, you know, when I heard that, it's like, wow. I mean,
protect yourself then as long as they're inside.
Yep, exactly.
That's what they always told me. Make sure he's inside the house, and then you got no problem.
Yep.
If he's outside the house, you're gonna have problems.
Yep. Well, you guys have got the castle doctrine down there too, right? That you don't have to. You're not required to retreat.
No, we don't. Yeah, no, we don't. Yeah. If we're coming after. Now you can't chase them down if they're running away from the house and your life's not in danger. Then you can't shoot them.
Right. Right.
But if they're coming at you or come up to your car window, yeah, you have every right.
Yep.
If your life is in danger, you have every right to stand your ground.
You know, there are states, I think Illinois is one of them, and it seems like New York too. You're required, as the victim, you're required to retreat and go hide if you can before you literally have to be backed right into a corner. Before you can defend yourself, and I never understood that.
No, South Florida is one of the better states as far as concealed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Florida.
And they're actually trying to push for open carry now.
Oh, really?
When you can open carry, if you're going fishing, you can open carry. If you're hunting, you can open carry. So people go out just to be dicks. They go out on the piers. To go fishing, yeah. And they're carrying their ARs with them because they're allowed. I think they're dicks for doing it, but...
Well, and, you know, it's stupid, too. I mean, if you're... there's constitutional carry and there's open carry, but, you know, let's say you're in a restaurant and you're open carrying, and a bad guy comes in. First, he's going to look for cops, and the cops are going to get it first. But after the cops, they're going to go after whoever they see that has a gun. You're better off concealed because then you can, you know, slip behind cover before you have to engage. Yeah.
No, absolutely.
On your credit card, Luke, does your company name appear or just your first, middle, and last?
No, I have company cards.
You said the company is on there?
Yes, TNS Electric, Inc.
Got it.
Business Prime American Express.
MX. All right, I'm ready for those digits when you are.
It is 3792.
Okay.
5504.
All right.
6601.
Mm-hmm. 004. And expiration.
Expiration is 827.
Okay, and security code, please.
358.
God.
Now, is this a reoccurring? How would I cancel if I decide I don't want this? You said there's no contract, but I'm sure you're going to reoccur if I don't step up and say, yo, stop payment.
Correct. So it is a subscription, so it'll charge just the $149 again next month on the 5th. And then, in fact, I'll go through this on the voice verification with you too, but all you have to do is let us know at least 3 days before the next billing, and we won't charge you.
Okay, and then that page comes open again for somebody else, so it would be hard for me to get it back if I let it
yes.
go.
Yes, yep, exactly.
And I won't get the same price either if I let it go, is that correct?
Probably not.
Okay. All right,
so there's another email on its way to you. This one, well, actually there's two. The one we want, though, is local splash initial invoice. And I'm just going to run you through it because I'm actually going to read the same thing to you. I'm required to read it.
Okay, it's not here yet.
Okay, it should be there in just a second.
Okay, local splash.
Awesome. So, yeah.
Okay, guys.
So there should be about the fourth sentence in. Click here to accept.
Okay, hold on. There we go. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice located below is in the email. If you are viewing the image, please view the image. Please note this will be a reoccurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here. So click here to accept the description.
Yeah. And then I'll read this.
3 days prior, I can cancel it any month I want.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you're not binding me. I like that. I don't like being binded.
Yeah, I don't either. And I hear you.
All right, here we go. Services. Are you supposed to read this or am I?
Actually, this part, I'm just going to have you scroll to the bottom, click the box, and then they'll ask you to type your name, capital letters, middle initial, blah, blah, just as it appears. And then I'm going to read it to you.
Base fee, local bundling, $9.49. And how did you go from $3.99 to $1.49? I know I got some things, but that's pretty damn good.
So the $3.99 is our retail. So if a listing isn't open, we don't have the ability to discount it. So it's at full retail. But because they opened this listing up for us this morning and we were working the area, they give us the ability to apply discounts. Pretty cool deal.
Okay. And I certify that I am authorizing holder and signer of the credit card and all of the information is complete and accurate. $149, local premium listing bundle. Local, what's the difference between a premium listing bundle and a local bundle?
So the premium includes Facebook advertising.
That's
the additional $100.
So that would be additional if I decide. Now, do I go through you to get that done?
Yep.
If I want to do that?
Yep, just let me know. I can get you set up for it.
All right. I don't want to do that right now, but let's start with this and see what I get for calls. So I don't want to get too big too fast, but I do want to start trying to put another truck together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the more trucks you get out there, the more profit you're going to make. And
yeah, it's finding the good help, though. That's the problem.
Oh, really? You're having trouble finding help down there, too?
Well, I'm not looking hard, but... I got help better than most, but I get young kids. I get young kids, I train them myself, so I have to be a part of the project. The only thing is, as good as my son, he's only 20 years old, but he's been working with me side jobs and whatnot since he was 12. I just put him down to go do a whole panel change himself this morning. And he's only been working with me with his business for the last 6 months.
Wow, that's awesome.
He's pretty quick. So, your name is Luke M. Turnbaugh, sign click, Luke M. Turnbaugh, 10-5, confirm signature, it's confirmed, I just hope there's been a hoax, I looked you up, you had good reviews, username is Turnbaugh.
Perfect. Alright, so it took you to a login screen. They'll get those credentials for you tomorrow during your onboarding call. And that's actually where you're going to log into to our back end to see your analytics, futz around with your website. So, yep, they'll resend that link to you tomorrow, too.
So we're going to set this up. The local splash, that's the login. And that's going to be set up tomorrow. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Yep, they'll get you the login credentials tomorrow.
So I can't do anything with that now.
Correct. And we'll do the voice verification. So the voice verification is a duplicate of what you got by email. It's required of us as Google Channel partners that we do it by voice also. And it outlines the services that we're going to provide for you. So it's also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
You want me to do that right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. T&S Electric.
Thank you. Inc. And please state your name and title within the business.
Luke Kumbaugh, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business? In other words, can you hire us?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Explain that one again.
So what it means if you... some people are using, I guess, TikTok for business now, and of course there's Instagram and other socials. If you add on any other marketing platforms online, just to let us know so that we can tie everything in with your Google business profile and your website, make sure it all ties together.
Like what? Yelp?
Yelp, TikTok, Instagram.
No TikTok. Instagram,
yeah,
maybe. I mean, I do like the local. There's Yelp, and then there's Nextdoor. I think we're looking into that. I think I'm going to stop here for a little while, because like I said, again, I don't want to get too busy. I'd rather build the Facebook.
And
How do I answer that then?
Just a yes. You'll let us know if you add more.
And I'm not... Am I in any kind of trouble if I forget to add you?
No, none. It's so that we can help you, so that we can make sure that everything ties together. But no trouble if you don't.
Okay, I just don't want to be held responsible for something I did, indirectly.
Nope, I get you. You're good. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 5th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate beginning November 5th is $149, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 5th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're all set, Luke. Congratulations.
Thank you. We'll see if this works out better than Angie's list.
It absolutely will. It absolutely will. And then just a couple things for you to note. We never come back asking you for more money. When we get you listed out on the directories, and I'm glad you mentioned Yelp because they are one of the ones that's notorious for it, quite often they'll call and offer you whatever their service offering is. I honestly have no idea. and I don't know what their prices are. But they may tell you that you need it for blah, 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 whatever reason. I don't know. But just know that you're free to accept or decline as you see fit. And either way, it'll have zero bearing on the work that we're doing. So don't let any of them rope you in by making you think that it's going to affect what we're doing. It won't. Either way.
I'm done spending money, so.
Okay, good. I had a client a few weeks ago. He called me and he's like, Gail, you people keep calling asking me for more money. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, we don't do that. What'd you get into? And he's, well, I signed up for this and I signed up for that. And I'm like, Frank, that's not us. Go cancel on them if you don't want them. But so now I tell everybody just to make sure.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm done. We're going to work on the Facebook thing, and maybe the best thing would be that we add that, you know, that feature. But that'll be down the road. Let me get the website built and, you know, get some information out there.
You bet. Let me know if you need anything. Oh, and Luke, do you know anybody who doesn't do electrical that could use a service like this to help them grow their business?
No, everybody I know is fairly busy, so.
Okay.
Right. We're busy as well, but I'm looking to have a backlog and get another truck running, so that's why I'm doing it.
Absolutely. Well, next time we talk, hopefully you'll be booked up solid and thinking about adding that other truck on.
Yeah, I'm about 2 weeks behind right now.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good, though. That means that you are keeping busy. Glad to hear it.
Yeah,
all right.
We're pretty much booked until the 18th of October.
Wow, that's awesome. Good. Well, and let's get you some more.
Yeah, I like the whole month to have a listing of where I'm going every day. And we're
yeah, right.
And knock that down to 2 weeks and make that a month out. So.
Yeah, well, and knowing bills are paid, that's always helpful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking. I got goals. My son's got goals. Like,
good.
This is for him. This isn't for me. I'm 53, so.
Well,
I'm the wisdom. He's the brains. So we'll see how it all goes together for him.
I hear you. I'm 52, and this is my retirement job. I do like to work. I just couldn't do hopping around 10 different job sites 300 miles every day playing foreman and superintendent, and it just got too much. So I still wanted to work, so I came here because Local Splash actually helped my construction company. It was the only company that did what they said they were going to do. So when I saw they were hiring and I was ready to retire out of construction, so I came here because I still get to work with my people. My family grew up blue collar. I've got brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles that are everything from, my dad was a journeyman electrician. My uncle was a journeyman. My grandpa was a journeyman. And then got carpenters and roofers and builders and you name it. It's in my blood. So I like working with my own people.
Well, I like listening to somebody who knows how to talk about it because so many people have no clue these days.
Oh,
but,
I know. And
my son just walked in. His name is Logan.
All right.
And tell him that we're good to go, and we have a meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock to get set up.
You
just
got it, and you
telling us then. So
you are good to go.
All right, thank you, Gail.
You're welcome. You gentlemen have a good rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Logan. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.